the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome to the show today. We have an exciting topic for you today for all those business, small business owners, mid-sized business owners, and for those of you who want to grow your business, you don't want to miss this show today. You know, when it comes to business, the first thing you need is a customer. Who is your customer? How are you going to market to them if you're a small business and you don't have the big dollars for ad commercials, for the big TV commercials, or you don't have a team of people that you can pay to go out there and research the market for yourself? We're concerned about the things that you're concerned about. We know that that is a problem for many, many small business owners. Many small business owners that I've talked to, that I've met from the various places that I've been in, different arenas that I've been in where I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of small businesses, they absolutely have wonderful products and services. But like I tell the students in class, if no one knows about your products or service, you really are not going to generate the kind of profit and the kind of income that can sustain you and allow you to keep producing, you know, products and services. I mean, there's one thing to take your income and generate that so that you could be able to live better, but you also need money to produce your products and services. You know, there's an old saying that used to go, you know, it takes money to make money. Well, absolutely, because most of us, you have to purchase the supplies, number one, to go into the product. Then you also need equipment and materials to run your business, never mind the fact that you need to now also market. So you definitely want to listen to this show today just to get some ideas and tips on how you can get some good marketing done and out there, but at the same time not spend, you know, not break the bank or not have to go into a lot of debt in order to do that. So first and foremost, I want to welcome you here to the show today. Our topic we're talking about today, some marketing strategies on a shoestring budget. And what we mean by shoestring, we mean small, a very, very small budget. In other words, we are believing that you may not have thousands and thousands of dollars to invest into marketing your business right now. Now, just keep in mind that one day you will, but for right now, you may not have that. So I'm going to give you some strategies on some things you can do so that you can reach the customers that are going to be doing business with you. But before I do that, I want to mention a couple of things just about marketing for those of you real novelists, and you're really not quite sure what exactly are they talking about when they say get you a marketing plan, what's your marketing strategy. Typically, if you talk to anybody, the first thing you're going to want to know is, okay, what's your marketing plan? How are you going to reach your market? And again, if you don't have a lot of money to go out and hire a market research firm, you're going to have to do the marketing yourself. Now, I like to constantly remind you that this is something you can get in a business class, or you could take a workshop at your local college, or you could simply go online and read some articles about owning a small business and how to market to your customer. Well, I'm sitting here in my wonderful home, and I am doing this show, and this show is reaching all over the world. So we're an international information source out there for people. Now, a lot of these strategies can be used online or they can be used on ground, whichever situation that you find yourself in. But whatever the case may be, before you can begin to really market, you have to really know what marketing is. So marketing basically is a way to reach your customer with the products and services that you have. Now, I know this is going to be a hard concept for some people, but believe it or not, everybody does not want your product or service. Get over it. I had to get over it already. Everybody doesn't want your product or service. There are a select amount of people that want what you have, and they'll consistently want what you have. And so part of your marketing strategy is to find the right customer. It's like finding the right fit. Okay? That's people who market. That's their key strength. You take a student of marketing who's gone to school and got a bachelor's and a master's in marketing. That's one of their chief strengths, is that they know that everybody does not want what you have. But the powerful thing is that somebody does. And so the marketer has many tools that they can use to extract that customer type and demographics from the mass market and then focus all of your marketing efforts on that person. So you need to know things like, what does your customer look like? What do they want? What do they do for a living? Where do they hang out? Where do they shop? Where do they eat? Where do they go to the movies? Where do they take their children on vacation? You have to study your customer. And once you study your customer, you can just go and attract more customers like that, because now you know what they like. Now you know what they do. Now you know what they want. Now you know where they take vacation. You know where they go to college, or if they go to college. So you want to study your customer. You also want to study the competition. What is the competition doing? Where are they headed? What are the trends? Where is the economy going? Where is the society going? Where are people's wants and needs going? So you want to study the customer. Then you want to look at your distribution strategy. How are you going to get it there? You know, a lot of people, they sell their books and they sell them here, there, and everywhere. I'm an author and I sell my books too, but I cannot sell my books everywhere if it's just me. I cannot go all over the state of New Jersey and put my books in every little bitty bookstore, because I'm not going to drive around to all those places. I'm going to spend more in gas just driving around to those places only to go to find out that I left them 5 books, and I go back there a month and they still have 5. Because if I'm not marketing and promoting my books, they're not going to sell. You know, there's one thing I learned about bookstores. They don't sell books. The books have to be sold prior to, you know, the book getting on that shelf through various activities that you can do. That's how you sell books. And then you tell the person that wants to buy your book to go to Barnes & Noble's or to go to Amazon or to go wherever, or even in your local bookstores. So marketing becomes a chief thing that you want to know and you want to learn. And welcome to you. Hi, how you doing? Good morning, Coach K and Angel. Oh, so glad you could stop by the show. Please, if you have any questions or if you want to add anything to the show, I will be more than glad to announce it on air. And please, also, if you want to call in, you can call into the show 347-945-7991. We all know that makes for, you know, a more lively discussion when you have somebody else to discuss with. But the reason why I do this show consistently every single morning, regardless, it's not about who shows up. It's about getting a message out there and then finding the people that I'm going to target for this. As I begin to give my seminars and training, I will be able to direct people to the show. See, right now I have the time to do it, but later I may not. But I put all these segments out here, particularly those sessions about small businesses, because I'm already building my small business networking seminar, training, and coaching session right here in New Jersey at the Wyndham Hotel. And I need to have content that I can send the individuals that I meet to, and I can send them right here to the Coach LaLisha Show. I've been doing segments on, you know, building your executive team, coaching small business. So marketing is essential to your business. People say, well, I can't afford marketing. No, it's the other way around. You can't afford not to market. So you need to do that. Some people, that's why they don't have the customers that they want. So you have to look at distribution. Then in marketing, you have to also consider your supply chain. Where are you getting your supplies? Does your supplier have, you know, some kind of hold over you and can charge you astronomical prices because you haven't figured out who all is in your supply chain? Now, the supply chain, you can, you know, you start with your raw materials all the way down to the end user, to the customer, and everyone in between. So the warehouses, the middleman, the grocery store, wherever you sell your products, the department store, maybe you sell them like I do, many of my products, from the back seat of my car. My supply chain is very, very, very small, because your supply chain can also cost you a lot of money. And then you want to look at positioning. How is your product positioned? Are you able to differentiate your product from someone else's? And then later on in the show, I'm going to give you three basic reasons why people buy. You know, the psychology of the buyer. What is on their mind? What are they thinking about when they make a purchase? Why would they come to you? Why would they do business with you? Now, so I'm talking about a shoestring budget and what you can do. So the first thing that you could do that most people do know about that they can do for their business is something called networking. That's typically the first thing that the small business person definitely knows that they can do is networking. That's why I'm setting up a networking session. But the problem with networking, some people are really not seeing the results from networking. And because of that, they're not seeing the results from networking. They kind of give up on it, or they think that it doesn't work. Well, networking does work, but you have to work it successfully. You can't just go out there, go to person to person to person, grab a bunch of business cards or flyers or brochures or even portfolios, whatever the person has given out, and then go home and that's it, and think that sending an occasional email is going to get you any more business. No more so than if I just jump in the car and drive it here and there, am I going to become a car? No. You have to cultivate a relationship with those people. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Coach K and Angel. Said networking creates opportunity. That is why I do so much and so often. But you have to cultivate the relationships that you meet. And in cultivating relationships takes time. People are not going to enter into a relationship with you just because you grabbed their business card and you sent them an email. No, relationships are built over time. And then once you've built that relationship, now you can make ask those people for referrals. I mean, a lot of the businesses that I do and things that I'm doing, the most successful networking that I've ever had and experienced where I've actually gotten more speaking engagements, more sales of my books, more opportunities to come in and do workshops, because that's what I am. I'm a trainer. That's what I am by trade. By trade, actually, I'm working on, some of you know, I'm working on a PhD in training and performance improvement at Capella University. It's under the School of Education. So that's what I do. So I want to, if I want to get more workshops, if I want to get more customers, then I have to cultivate those relationships from the networking event, not just go around, grab a bunch of business cards, and then go home, enter those people's emails into my database, and start sending them out emails. Because, again, like I said at the top of the show, not everybody is your customer. That's just the reality of it. Now, the next thing that you want to do that you, if you, I'm giving out today marketing strategies that you can do on a shoestring budget. In other words, you're a small business. You don't have a lot of money right now. And if you do have a lot of money, that's great, wonderful. But for those individuals who don't, like myself and other small business owners, you need some strategies to get your name out there. You want to get the word out there about your products and services. How are people going to know? Okay, for instance, the Coach K Show. How are people going to know to tune into your show? You may have awesome content on your show, but if you do not market your radio show, who's going to be able to come and listen? The same thing with my radio show. I have things on this show that people absolutely need to be a success in life or business or their career or their family. But how are they going to know if I don't get to them? And how am I going to get to them if I don't know who they are? And how am I going to know who they are if I don't know where they are? How can I learn anything about you if I don't know where you are? So the marketing research that I talked about. So the next thing you can do to reach your customers is you can write articles. Okay. Every single industry, whether you're in the transportation industry, the daycare, childcare industry, you might be in the entertainment industry, you could be in the event planning industry, every single industry has not only one trade magazine, but several, a multitude of trade magazines. And now with the internet, everyone, and I'm not trying to be funny, but everyone and their mama has some type of newsletter or magazine, and they're looking for content, and you can best believe they are looking for writers. They need somebody to write. Well, there you go. For instance, I have written articles in several magazines. There's a magazine out of New York that I write for. There's online magazines that I've written for that I can write for, or that they've done articles on me. Again, it's getting your name out there, and that's a way to brand your product or service and or your name. If you're like me, if you're a motivational speaker and trainer, then you have to brand your name. If you have some kind of a product, whether you have a clothing line, you may have hair care products, you may have food, you may be a caterer, whatever it is that you're trying to brand. So writing for, you know, just a simple, for blogs, you can just write a simple paragraph or two will do. Maybe you want to write an article about some problem that a person has that you can do as well. The next thing you can do yourself is a newsletter. So not only contributing to other people's newsletters, you yourself can write a newsletter. Start your own newsletter. Now, I remember a few years back, one of the only email marketing companies that I had heard about was Constant Contact. And I actually learned about Constant Contact back in 2003. When I was working at Essex County, I used to work at the college full-time. I now just teach business courses there. But I was there full-time, and, you know, I was spent a lot of time just surfing the net, and I found the Constant Contact. Well, now everybody has Constant Contact. I think teenagers now have a Constant Contact account, at least for the free 60 days. But it's a great way to build a list. That's what it is. It's a list builder. So as opposed to having to go buy a list, you can build a list. But again, you got to build the right customers to send. So you could do a newsletter. They have formats and templates right there for you. But there are so many others now. Constant Contact. Of course, that's how it is in business. you can be the best great thing out there. Somebody else is going to duplicate what you do. So that's why, if you notice now, Constant Contact has added a survey, and they've also added another component, event planning, also to their product. So you also, that's another thing you can do. Newsletters keeps your name out there. It helps to brand you, keeps your products and services out there so that people who, even if they're not using you, maybe they can refer you to someone else. And then there's the old cold calling. Well, that's still a great way to market your business, just by calling people up. Even if they don't purchase or they don't, you know, sign up with you or whatever, you've still gotten your name out there. And it's almost like when you're running for political office. The person goes in to vote, pretty much you're going to, if they don't really know the candidate very, very well, they're going to vote for the name they remember. So if you're getting your name out there, it's just like shopping. Sometimes when we go to shop, we go and we purchase and we grab the brand that we've seen the most advertising for on television. Now, at that point, it's not even about a relationship. It's about who do I remember in my time of need. In my time of need. So cold calling. You're calling people up. You know, I haven't met hardly anybody that likes cold calling, probably except my husband. But he seems to enjoy it. But most people, they do not like to cold call. So what you do, though, if you're going to do cold calling, make sure that your first word and first five or six words for your sentence are exciting. There's something that will make the person absolutely not hang up. And so you may want to start with, hello, how are you? Because most of these people, they don't do that. They call with all of their, telling you all about their product, and it's not really what you want to hear. So don't talk, focus on the person's problem, not just your product. And that's something else we talk about in the advertising, which is another way that you can, on a shoestring budget, you can still market by advertising flyers and things of that nature. But you want to make sure they're popping, that they're catchy, that the people are going to actually look at them and actually read them and or pass them on to someone else. And there's another trick about advertising. Make sure that your advertising is loaded with solving the person's problem, not just describing your product or service, because you're going to learn later that that's one of the keys, when I give out the three keys, to the reasons why people actually buy. And the other thing you could do is give things away for free. That's another way to give people, give the attention of people and to get your product out there. Like, for instance, I have a book coming out that's going to give people tips, and I'm going to give that book away for free. Okay, cold calling has left a taste of fear in so many. Yeah, this is coming from the Coach K and Angel. They said that cold calling has left a taste of fear in so many. Those who overcome that fear prosper. You know what? I'm telling you, you should have called into the show, Coach K. Maybe I'll get you back on another day, and certainly we can, you know, support each other in that. But you're right, cold calling, it's, so many people are so afraid. And I don't know about everybody else, but I know I was just absolutely fearful until one day I jumped in my car and I rode out to a neighborhood where there was no way possibly I could know these people. And I just got out of my car and I just started walking up, talking to people, sharing with them, and, you know, finding out what they needed. That was my way of breaking that fear, because that's the only thing about fear, you know, the acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. It just appears real. It seems real. And the only way to make sure it's not real is that you have to operate in opposition to it. Go against fear. Go right smack dab and, you know, hit fear right where it hurts. And when you do something about it, that's when fear will go away. So now I no longer have that fear of cold calling. And I've learned a few other tricks about cold calling. I'm going to tell you in a minute three reasons why people buy, why they purchase. And that also may help you. Oh, no problem. You can go right ahead, Coach K. You got to prepare your day. Most of us do, and that's fine. Now, the other thing that you want to do, too, is that when you're doing this cold calling, again, keep in mind, try to keep in mind the other person's needs and wants, because really at that point it's not about you. You have to try to, you want to capture their attention. And one of the things that we learn in our public speaking classes and we learn in our coach training and other network training is that people are more attracted when you want to know about them. They're very, very, very less attractive and attentive to what we're saying when we want to talk about us. So that's the only challenge sometimes with cold calling is that, because I remember when I began to work with Compass, which is a life coaching company that I work with, and I said to the woman, well, how am I going to go out here and get, you know, customers, people? And she says, well, what's your fears? What are you fear or worry about? I said, well, I'm worried about what I'm going to say. And she almost laughed and chuckled. She was like, well, see, that's the problem, Lalisa. You're worried about what you're going to say. It's not about what you're going to say. It's about what you're going to ask. You know, ask questions. So in other words, how are you today? It's a great question. It's a great place to start. People love to tell people how their day is going. You know, and I should know that because I worked in retail for about 5 years, and that was my absolute key to success as I was store manager for Dressborn for 3 years, started there as a sales clerk, became store manager within a year. And the reason I was so successful with the customers is because I always talked about what they were doing. How is work? How are your children? How is the relationships? How is this? How's that? People want to talk about themselves. And as long as they're talking, they're going to be buying. So I really forgot that. And so I'm even glad to do the show today because I'm just now remembering what my success was. I was so successful in that business, I won a 2-carat diamond baguette bracelet because, you know, Dressborn has a lot of contests. They give out a lot of prizes. So anybody wants to win some prizes, you know, go work at Dressborn. But, you know, in most sales businesses, you win things. That's the beauty of sales. That's why a lot of people sell some of these jewelry and all these different things because they get all these wonderful trips. So now, let me finish up because I know time is running out. And so, cold calling, giving out things for free, ads, but just make sure your ads are attracting people. And you're going to absolutely attract people when I tell you these three reasons why people buy. You can have the best ad in the world. You can send out 10,000 copies or 100,000 copies. It doesn't mean you're going to get one single customer if you don't do these three things that I'm going to tell you about in just 1 second. So advertising. Next thing you want to do is over guarantee. Now, the three things that you absolutely need to do in these last few seconds is, one, you got to remember that people purchase because what you have satisfies a basic need that they have in their life. That's why the marketing slogan is, find a need and fill it. Number two, they buy to solve a problem for themselves. If you can solve somebody's problem, somebody said if you can find a solution to a problem, you're going to get flat. You're going to get flat out rich. I believe this is what happened to the pilot who put the little wheels on the bottom of his luggage. Now, flat out rich. So you got to solve a problem. And then you got to make them feel good. People purchase things that make them feel good. I want a Mercedes. It makes me feel good. I wanted this because it makes me feel good. People buy things that make them feel good. Okay? So satisfy basic need, solve a problem, make people feel good. You're going to be successful. You're going all the way to the top because there is no stopping you now. So tune into the show tomorrow. We have Mr. Motivational Speaker, Success Coach, Versie Walker in the house every Wednesday. Awesome new addition to the show. A wonderful young man. Have met. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful. You don't want to miss him. His show tomorrow morning. He is the author of Success. How did I end up here? Well, thank you for tuning in. Glad you could stay with us. See you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.